Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. If you guys are just joining us, we are talking about the trend in travel right now, which is millennials. There's a lot of focus by the different travel brands, whether it's airlines, hotels, tour companies. They're really interested in what the millennials want to do. So today's show, we have Olivia, who's usually sitting here with me. She's a millennial. Nicole Roberts, who is our creative director, helps with a lot of things behind the scenes to make sure we get very interesting topics to talk about. We kind of came up with this one to have you guys listen in on the millennials sharing their perspective on this big trend around millennial travel. So let's jump back in. So Olivia, we kind of wrapped up the last show with kind of talking about, you know, a couple of things. So do you have any other comments to add?
Well, we talked towards the end, do we prefer to travel with friends or would we rather travel solo? And I think for me, at my age, my friends and I would definitely rather travel together for, you know, a few reasons. It's, of course, I think more fun when you're traveling with close friends, but also we can split the cost of accommodations or, you know, whatever else comes up along the way. But I think one way that millennials might consider traveling solo is through apps or through these opportunities such as couch surfing, working as an au pair, you know, kind of alternative methods to see the world. Mm. And you might have, of course, have to do that part solo.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, because I know millennials speaks to a generation. And as you guys get older, do you think that's more things like couch surfing? And we probably should describe what couch surfing is. Couch surfing is there's actually a website where you can find people who are willing to let you come stay at their place. They're going to be there as well. But you get a chance to hang out on the couch. That's where you'll sleep.
Yes, I have a lot of friends who did that actually when we were a little younger, I guess. But yeah, it's just, I feel like our generation is very good at coming up with ways to immerse ourselves in whatever the experience is. So luckily, a lot of things that allow for immersion allow you to save a little money as well. Right, so right. Couch surfing is a great example because you actually, if you're traveling to another country, you actually get to get a local's perspective on the place that you're going to. So you're not just in another hotel where you could be in anywhere else in the world. You know, you're actually getting a chance to experience something different and meet new people. And au pair is a great example. I have a friend that actually moved to Italy. She hasn't come back yet. She left 6 years ago for a trip to be an au pair, basically teaching kids and taking care of kids in Italy and teaching them English. Another one that I think is also super interesting is worldwide opportunities on organic farms. There's a website for that as well. So it's just an opportunity to find different organic farms to work on around the world. I have a friend who did that also.
Yeah. Well, tell me this then, because this brings me to another question I have for you guys. What about sustainability type travel? Are you all very pro that, leaving, you know, sort of a light footprint in the destinations where you go? Is that a big kind of topic for you, or are you just going and having fun and like, oh, well, okay, bye?
I have to say, I never actually really think about that. I don't like to, I think just in life, I don't like to leave too large of a footprint because this is not necessary, you know, like you should conserve when you can. So I guess that does kind of would extend into travel and the way we travel. But I don't think I actually think about that.
Maybe it's more just a mindset or just a way of doing things that you don't necessarily think about on the front of your mind, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And Olivia?
Yeah, I think you'll find that sustainability can go hand in hand with, like Nicole said, and this is something that millennials look for a lot, is they want that immersion. They want an authentic experience. And you're more likely to get that through these alternative routes like couch surfing or other opportunities where you're going to meet locals and even work alongside them. So those things all end up going hand in hand a lot of the time.
They really do. They really do. And what a great way also to experience the culture, because I'm really about the culture and getting to know the people. So anything that you can kind of get yourself really connected to the people where you are, the local people, whether it's through, you know, even maybe doing something where you, because I know there are a lot of tour companies now that connect you with a local person and they take you around, they show you around, you go and you eat at the places where the local people eat, not just the touristy kind of places. Those are things that really do give you a better view of that destination. So you tell me then, what are some of the destinations that are maybe on your list of places to go? I know for you, Olivia, I know one, but I don't know, the listening audience may not remember.
Of course. I think it was last year we talked about it. I still would like to go to Korea, and my best friend lives there. So, of course, I'd love to see her, too. And we've talked about it before. There are so many places they say that you must see in Korea that she's never even been to. So that's one. But I think, you know, the most popular destinations, they don't really change for generations. New York, Paris, London. But there are, you know, like we talked about before, there are maybe some smaller cities nearby that people might consider going to, you know, to kind of save money. Or these smaller cities are also starting to host festivals and big events, which is another thing that I think millennials look forward to. Coachella being a big one.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Coachella is out my way, out in California. That's a big one. I still have never been, actually, in my 9 years of living in Southern California.
This is your year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So any particular destinations that are on your top of your list, Nicole?
Tokyo. Dying to go to Tokyo. Some friends and I are actually hoping to plan a trip in April to go to Tokyo.
Oh, so wow. We'll see. That's close.
It's very close. We'll see if that actually happens. We have to, I think, book everything probably next week if we're going to try to do it. But
pull out those apps.
Exactly. Get all the apps ready. That's a big one. And then I actually also really want to go to Seattle this year. I've never been, and it's so close for me to get to from Los Angeles. So
it's not necessarily the international trips, because I can remember talking to some of my friends when we were younger. It was always about going to Paris, going to London, those places that are just, you know, a distance away. So for you all, is it more about those kind of what we might call big trips to Tokyo or to Korea, or is it about going to Seattle as well? Or is there a difference?
I feel like it's kind of about both. It's interesting because I feel like in a way, some of these big trips are feeling much more accessible now than perhaps they were in the past. It's slightly cheaper in some ways to travel with all these different options we were just talking about. So you can actually, it feels like you can make these trips happen. So it doesn't feel like a stretch to just go to Tokyo or something. But it's that. And then I think also do you want to go as many places as possible and always be traveling? It's like you can't always go abroad.
So national parks, state parks, places like that are really good things to do as well. Those
of
kind
course.
Of
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know, you see articles a lot, millennials are ruining this or that because they're not spending their money there. I think a lot of us are prioritizing travel. Ooh. So, you know, we're maybe not spending money on traditional things that you might spend money on when you become an adult. Mm-hmm. We're prioritizing travel. So any spare penny we get, you know, goes towards traveling.
So you don't have like this thing that if you haven't traveled to, you know, the big cities in Europe or the big cities in Asia, that somehow you have not really traveled. You don't necessarily look at it that way.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I feel like it depends on who you're talking to. But I definitely have friends who see it that way. I have one friend, she's like, I have to cross a border every year. You know, it has to be a new border. I have to go to a new country, see something new. I think there are people who do feel like if you're not going to the big places, you're not traveling. But I think people are realizing there's so many places to see in the world, and there's so many unique things to see even here. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because people are coming from other countries to the U.S.
Exactly.
To see things. Now, what about culinary? Are there any kind of issues that you think around millennials and trying the different culinary delights when you go to cities that might be different from other generations? Or is it kind of the same? I guess everyone really likes that.
Yeah, maybe we're more open-minded, do it for the gram, you know, whatever.
Yeah, because those food pictures are beautiful on Instagram. I take a lot of those myself as a, you know, travel journalist. I'm always
thinking.
Yeah, they are. They can get a lot of likes. Those pictures can.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, there are always so many blogs and different lists of like the top 10, top 15. So you're always hunting those down wherever you go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you guys, we need to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk a little bit more about millennials in a different way here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a moment.